me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours.
Now I have to turn the volume down on this computer.
So I don't keep feeding back at you. There we go. Wonderful. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today we are going to be talking about walking in integrity, or holding out in the name of integrity, actually. And what all that means, how you can get to know where your time, your space, your energy is put in any given moment. So, and we've got somebody, I apparently interrupted their use on the computer, and I apologize for that. We are back at Sharehouse Goods this week doing this because I had some more stuff going on today. And actually, it's the reason for the topic of the show today. And I just want to let you know that. So we'll be delving a little bit into that shortly. And our theme song, I want to let you know, is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist is Jillian Clark, along with Rachel Martinez and myself. So, and you can reach them at TRUETRINITY. And then I want to let you know a little bit about Purpose Talk Radio in general. We air every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and for another week or so, 7 p.m. in the UK, till they change their clocks and go back to daylight savings time, as we are already in the United States. And as I said, our topic today is holding out in the name of integrity. What else would I like to let you know about Purpose Talk? Well, you can reach us on a website, which is PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Each week we bring you guests or topics that help you serve your purpose. Let you know the guests that are on the show are walking in purpose, whatever they believe that might be at the time, from cutting lawns, shoveling snow, up to the CEO, president of a Fortune 5000 company, whatever that might be. Walking in your own integrity, walking in your purpose is who our guests are. Hopefully what they share with you each week is how they came to know what their purpose is, how they came to achieve it, and what maybe they might suggest to you to be able to serve your purpose. If you wish to be a guest on the show, you can email me directly at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. We also have a marketing package over there if you have some products or services that you would like to share with our audience. Now, having done all of that wonderful, what I call maybe housekeeping situations out of the way, I'd like to get into our topic a little bit here. And it's going to be fairly brief today, quite honestly. And it came out of a situation that's happened with me several times over the past couple of weeks. You know, for me, the number one characteristic of anyone that I deal with on a day-to-day basis is integrity. And I had to question myself as to what is that line that I will not cross? What are those things that I won't do because it will knock me out of integrity with myself or with other people? So that has been an interesting journey of the past few weeks. We've had some situations at church. I had a situation at school. On and on. I think it was everything that hit me this past 2 to 3 weeks. Every area of my life had me look at what do I consider being in integrity? What is my role, my goal for being there? What does what I'm doing in the moment, how does that serve my purpose in life and what I want to reflect out to the world? Okay, the radio show hasn't. But I guess even that, yes, it has, because I had to, I turned down one guest who wanted to just promote a product and service, which, as those of you who've been listening for a long time know, that that's not the purpose of the show. However, those that wish to market their product, I do allow that and allow the opportunity for that. The other thing is I also had to reschedule someone because the meeting I had scheduled at school last week got rescheduled up to the 24th of April, and we may be rescheduling that guest, or we may have to pre-record, so you might not be able to talk that day. But all of these things have come along in my life and made me look at what's important to me. Now, also, there's a couple of ways that you can participate in this show if you'd like. One would be, as I open this up, one would be for you to go to the chat room at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page. And as I said, I forgot to open that, so I will open that right now for you all. If you scroll down to the bottom of the show page, there is a chat room, and you can put questions and comments in there if you'd like. The other way would be to go to, as I just cut myself off, the other way would be to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And there'll be a post at the top of that page shortly where you can put your comments, your questions, all that during and after the show as well. The chat room on the chat room in the show page does not stay up after the show. However, the Facebook page does. Suddenly, my idea of multitasking is struggling. That's pretty funny. Because when I used to do this with Jan, I used to like multitask all the time, and she used to laugh at me. It used to be really good. I knew better than to ask for multitasking, and she knew better than to ask, pay attention to one thing. But we fixed that now, I think. So go to, as I said, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. Now, add to that, if you'd like to call in, if you're listening on Skype, please press the number 1 and I will know you are there. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Let's see what other fun things. As I said, I think I got everything now. Kind of missed it before, and now we're all set. Okay, so what does integrity mean? For me, it's got, you know, a couple definitions, but one main thing. And that is that I feel good about what I'm doing. You know, basically it's a quality of being honest, having strong moral principles, state of being whole and undivided, and that's the big one for me. And I look at how do I know when I'm whole? How do I know when my I don't have ill feelings about something? Basically, I check my gut. I check my gut. I check where my shoulders are. If I start to be getting all tight in the shoulders, that means something is wrong. And I need to fix it, change it, take a look at why that's happening and what I can do to fix it. So those are the pieces of, you know, what's going on. And today was, I guess the straw that kept it going. That is that I had a very, very twisted up stomach today based on what was happening. I was asked to do something that I knew might put a strife into someone else. And yet if I let that continue to happen, then I was not going to feel well at all. If I went ahead and said yes, then I'd probably find myself sick later in the week. So what I did, I had to say, no, I couldn't do it, and this is why. And then add to that that I had to then be all right with my answer. I was at my 12-step convention last weekend, and I heard two things that were pretty important. And one of them was that no is a complete sentence. So I went outside because I thought it would be quieter out here because there was a conversation going on in there. But maybe not. I guess I'll go back in and word that way. That, you know, no is a complete sentence. And you can say no and feel okay about it. You don't have to give reasons. But today I had to give reasons because otherwise the person that I was talking to and responding to might have thought that I was acting against the integrity of what they knew of me because I'd supported this person doing something else along the way. And then today also I had to bounce it off of someone that I knew I could trust without giving all of the scenario and all of what's happening and say, what do you think? You know what's been happening with me, but I can't explain more. And she said, how do you feel? And just reminded me again that I knew what I was thinking was correct. That I, that by doing that, I would not feel good. Because she said, you know, how's your stomach? How are you feeling? What if you do that? What will be the outcome? You know, the funny part was, I felt that if I said yes to the situation, I'd feel worse than if I said no. That I wouldn't have to explain myself by saying no, and I would have to if I had said yes, because I'd have to explain to the other party. But what does that mean to my purpose? It means that I can continue to deal with both parties, part of the lives of both parties, and have the relationship that I need, because both of them are important to me. And I'm hoping, you know, that in the end, that I also will be able to continue the relationship with both of them, that I'm important enough in their life based on that answer. If not, I'll have to trust that the purpose was for me to be in their lives for the time, or there to be in mine for a short time and serve whatever purpose they were supposed to. There's a cool poem that I've listened to and talked about a few times called "People Come Into Our Lives for a Reason, a Season, or a Lifetime." And it talks about that part where we answer the call when we're supposed to be in someone's lives. And these people also end up sharing their lives with us because they serve a purpose for us at the time. And I've come to realize that. The other thing I did yesterday is I went back and was looking at a Facebook page that I have not looked at in a long time. because there were some personality conflicts, and I gotten away from it for a variety of reasons, which I won't go into because they're not important. And I noticed some things that I've been missing from over there. I also noticed there were some things that I didn't want to be a part of, and that it was okay that I was no longer there in a prominent position. But as I went through there and I scrolled through and I remembered the good things and remembered the strengths that I brought to the situation and the things that I learned from it. And it was awesome to remember those good things. And when some of those craziness things started to sneak in my mind, I could just go flip, like a light switch, and go, I don't need that part in my life anymore. That's why it's gone. And I don't need to dwell on it and bring it back in, because it is gone. And we can do that with everything in our lives, all of our relationships, all the people, all the situations that we deal with. We can pretend it's a light switch. And if it's been gone for a while and we start dwelling on it, yeah, flip the light up, gone, leave the room. If it's good stuff and we want to dwell on it, that's great. You can stay in that well-lit room and bask in the positiveness and see how it uplifts you for something in the future. Again, you can stand there for a moment, stand in the doorway, say, yeah, that was good. But you know what? It is gone. So I don't need to go into it again because there's something else that good that will fill it. And walk away. It's your choice. That determines and shows your integrity to yourself. It reminds you, why did you walk away? Or why did they walk away? Why are you no longer in that situation? Maybe the not so good outweighed the good. Maybe not. Maybe just time moved on. Maybe something just replaced it. There is a reason for it. And we move on because of that. Again, what is the integrity that we share with ourselves and with the world? How do we show up? How do we feel when we show up the next day after we make a decision? That's important to me. And I hope it's important to you as well. And here we go. Again, this morning, I made a decision that I needed to talk to someone. I needed to get a situation resolved this morning. I had a meeting with a mentor that she had something that had to be taken care of. It might have made her late, and she didn't even know if we'd have an hour instead of the 2 hours that we normally do to be able to share this morning. So I said, you know what, let's just let it go. And the cool part is when I let it go, I got the phone call to resolve another part of my life that I needed to. Some things with my computer, trying to figure out about replacing that or moving my life forward. And lo and behold, that phone call came in the minute we decided that we were not going to be getting together this morning. Now, could I have done that on the bus, handled that call on the bus? Sure, I could have. Could I have handled it from the coffee shop where we were going to meet? Sure, I could have. Would it have been as effective? Probably not, because I would have been multitasking. This way I was able to focus on the phone call, remember why we needed to talk, instead of making 3 phone calls back to her going, oh, yeah, I forgot, which I do often. This way we had one call. We dealt with all of the business we needed to. And hopefully my school payments, my computer, all of this will be rectified in next week. Oh, God willing. And I keep praying and hoping for that. The person on the call had to apologize to me for not following through on it, too. And keeping her in integrity. That's the other thing. You know, forgiveness, apologies, to me, those are all part of integrity. I don't like doing them. And you know what? Sometimes I don't like receiving them because it just makes me feel weird inside. Going, oh, yeah, it's okay. Like I have to say something to make it feel better. And we don't always have to do that. When someone says, I'm sorry, a simple thank you, you know, should be enough. It's something I'm learning. You know, I quiver inside and go, oh, you got to be, what do I say? You know, and I'm sorry, and receiving an I'm sorry doesn't necessarily mean that you'll forget the situation. But to me, it means, okay, let's move forward and determine whether there's a reason to for a relationship there or not. But either way, it's moving forward, moving out. It's not dwelling in. All of those, to me, help me feel whole. Help me feel that honor and the honesty that I need in my life. And therefore, define the integrity. So again, if you'd like to participate and either share some situations, you don't have to give specifics, but if there's some generalities that you'd like to share as to how and when you've lived in integrity or some suggestions for folks, please do give us a call on Skype, press 1, or call in at 347-205-9074. Or again, you can put a comment in the chat room or in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page. Any of those ways also will get you to us if you'd like to do that. Funny, because yesterday I was talking about being in this coffee shop in the show with one of the employees that was here, and guess what? Look where I am today. Let's see. There is nothing in the chat room today yet, and that's good. That's okay. What I'd like to do is do a little bit of a guided meditation with you to maybe help feel any way that you'd like and bring you into a feeling of integrity with yourself. So we'll just take a couple of minutes of that since we are have nothing in the queue right now to talk. So I'd like you to sit back and take a couple of deep breaths. Breathe gently, easily, deeply in and out. Find yourself a comfortable place to sit as well. If you feel comfortable, you can, join your fingertips. Put your feet flat on the floor, whatever it might be for you to be in a comfortable space. And take three deep breaths. And release each one fully and completely. And I'd like you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes. And just let your mind go free for just a moment. At whatever, wherever it takes you. Whatever it wants to bring up, just for a couple of moments. And whatever those pictures are, then start setting each one of them to the side. If you have to, tell them you'll come back to them. But start removing anything that might be a distraction. One piece at a time. I'll move it over. So that ultimately your mind is cleared and free. And able to put you in a place and a space that's calming and relaxing. And we're going to take you down through a countdown, and hopefully we'll help you bring yourself into a more relaxed state. And whether it be the numeric countdown or colored countdown to balancing, I invite you to just continue breathing evenly. As we do that, and choose whichever way you'd like. And here we start with 7. And a glowing red For those who do chakras, come on up through your chakras. For those who just want to do colors, come on down. Bright red. And if it's chakra balancing, put that down in the base, in your solar plexus, below your solar plexus. If not, take a red ball and throw it across your body to balance yourself out with a 7. 6. An orange in your stomach. Big orange glowing light. Again, drop it on your head and cover your entire body. And the entire scene around you in a bright orange. As we breathe into 5, we take a yellow. Deep, beautiful, brightest sun, even though the sun's more orange, brightest yellow that you can think of. A golden, beautiful color. The purity, clarity. And fill yourself and the scene with that. 4. And a green, an emerald green, beautiful golden prosperity that comes near your heart and your soul and the very being of who you are. And fill yourself and your scene with that beautiful green. Next, we go to the blue, for many at the throat, and what we speak, and the waves of the ocean, and the sea, and the waters around us, the clearing, cleaning blue. One of the colors in most lights, which some people need to block, and others need to be able to see clearly. The thought of which many need to speak clearly. And being in the middle of the colors, for many, it really represents their pure speaking, their integrity, and who they are. Put the blue around you and into your environment that you see right now. Next, we go into an indigo, which many also call a russet or an off purple. The golden bright colors many see out in the southwest area, where it's warm and inviting. And breathe in that color on the number 6 and splash it onto yourself and your environment. And continue breathing deeply. And then the final of the 1. And hopefully you're very relaxed and into the scene now. And the violet, bright, purple, royalty color. For many, that across the top of your head, which connects yourself to you and your higher power, your spirit, your God. That which guides you, gives you the messages that you know you are in purpose, you are in integrity, you are in exactly where you're supposed to be at any given time, every moment, and any time in space. Cover yourself, cover the scenery with that royal purple on the number 1. You are number 1. Remind yourself that you are number 1. You are the purpose. You and only you have to stand in integrity. You and only you will know when you are there. It can't be determined by someone else. It can't be determined by a situation. It is your body, your mind, your spirit that connects, that tells you when your integrity, when you are in that space that connects you with your higher power, with your being, with your spirit, with your environment. It is only you that knows integrity. The integrity that fits you. And whether in any situation that's a moment that you are right on a line and you have to look at the rest of it, look at if the rest of those colors, those feelings, those emotions, those numbers line up, or if they're jumping all over the place, you are the one, one and only one that does that. So I want you to think of any situation that you're going through right now where there might be a struggle. Something where you're trying to make a decision. Do you want to do it or don't you want to do it? Should you continue forward? Should you fall back? Should you walk away? Should you plow forward like there's no tomorrow and make sure that whatever your outcome is what you want to be? You decide those things. But look at those situations. Take one of those situations. You can take other ones later because you'll be able to come back to this recording. Take one situation and think about it. And as you do, I want you to kind of create a yes-no pro-con list about the situation. Pretend you're writing things into the sand or on the wall or even in the air. And the reasons for doing it, reasons for not doing it. And divide them out. And as you write each piece, think of how you feel and see which of those colors lands on your hand and on the paper or the sand or the wall or wherever you're going to write. Because one of those will jump out for you. And you don't have to do this literally. If you want to do it literally, you can, but figuratively. Go through each piece of this situation that you need to look at and write it down on one side or the other. If you don't know, go ahead and write it right across the middle line. And you can draw a line down the middle and say, I'm just not sure. Because a lot of decisions we're not sure. And this is one way that we can help make that decision. And as you write it, now we'll come back to that. Just go ahead and write it across the line if you don't know. Maybe your decision in general is right across the top of that, very top of that line. Maybe you put it all the way at the bottom. This is what I need to decide. Make sure that's part of this process. And again, keep breathing deeply. And so as I don't want dead air, I'm going to keep reiterating this a little bit. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. And breathe out with each piece that you write. And I want you to think too, be conscious of your breath as you write something. What happens to your breath? Does it remain even? Come to a point where you stop? Or do you even breathe out a heavy sigh of relief as you write it down? Notice that and maybe make notes for yourself as to how you feel. Notice how tight your hand is on whatever you're using to write. Notice where your shoulders are. Are you calm? Notice if you suddenly grab your hands or grab your feet or put your hands heavy on your lap. Notice all those physical attributes as you write out each piece. I'd like you to list at least 5 things total that you're looking at. If you can come up with 10, that would be great. And keep breathing with each one of them. And noticing your physical being. and how you react to it. I'm going to give you a couple more minutes on that. And try to shut out any other sounds that might be around you, sounds that are coming across from around me, sounds that are in your environment, and focus directly on the situation you're looking at for just these couple of minutes. And when you're done, I want you to set down whatever you're using to write with. Pencil, computer, pen, your finger, whatever it is. Set it down. Put both hands on your lap. Either literally or figuratively, stand upright and look right at that list. Dead center. I want you to look away. Completely off that list. And then come back to it and notice which one of those points your eye goes to first. To that, I want you to put a number one. I want you to look away again in a different direction on what you did the first time. And take a deep breath and let it out. And come back to that list again and see which one your eye lands on. And by that, put number two. And I want you to do that one more time. Look away some other direction. Over your head, behind your back, whatever it might be, the top of the screen, bottom. Take a deep breath and release it. And look back again and see where your eye naturally lands. And on that point, put a number three. And I want you again to look right in the middle. And take a deep breath and tell yourself that these are the points that you want to look at to resolve the situation in integrity for yourself. Now, if you'd like to keep doing that with the rest of your points, you can do that. Otherwise, these are your top three. These are the things that your body, mind, spirit link onto and think are the most important things you need to consider as you consider the situation. Notice which side of the line each one of them is on. I suggest to you that if two are on a don't do side and one's on the do side, maybe it means you don't do. If you look at your list and most of them are on a don't do and one is on and a shorter list is on the do, probably means don't do it. Of course, the other way is true too. And then another way to look at it is, okay, where is your number one? Middle, the go ahead and do, the don't do. If it's in the go ahead and do, man, maybe that's priority. That's where your mind thinks first. And at the same time, it might be reactionary. That's what you've probably been thinking all along. That's why I say weigh out all of them. Weigh each piece and see where it lands for you. Now, I want you to look at each of those three statements that you just highlighted. And working backwards, start with number three. And say it out loud. Say the words for that third point out loud. And take note of what your body does. Does it shake? Does it shiver? Do you close your eyes? Do you feel it jumping in your stomach that says, oh yeah? Do you take your fists and yes. What does your body do? I don't really want to give you ideas, but take note of what your body does. And again, breathe deeply and release it. Look at number two. Read that one out loud and take note again of how your body reacts. These feelings, these reactions are the things that tell you whether you're integrity to yourself or not. If you feel good on them, you're in integrity. If you feel all crumpled up inside, not so much. And then I want you to take the very top thing, and that one as well. I want you to say it out loud to yourself. And actually, I want you to do this three times, getting progressively louder, either in your mind or in your spirit, or out loud, really out loud. Get progressively louder. So that top time really settles in with you and tells you how you feel. Now again, take three very deep breaths and release each one completely. And look at the statement that you put on the top. Look at the decision you are trying to make. And I want you to think about it. Stare at it for a moment. Then as quietly as you can, state it or ask yourself a question about the decision. And take three more deep breaths, releasing each one completely. And I want you to say it in a normal voice. And again, notice how you feel. And the very last time, I want you to shout it. As loud as you can. Again, if you're in a place where you can't really shout, make sure you do it only in spirit. Otherwise, really out loud. Or wait and listen to this again another time. How do you feel? What does that do to your body? What does it do to your mind, your soul, your chest? Everything. How do you feel? Hopefully, with going through this exercise, you'll have been able to come to resolve. And that with that question, that situation, you know now exactly what you should be doing and even why you should be doing it. I want you to slowly come back into the room, into the space that you're in, as we count back up and the royal purples and one. And pull those colors back into your body and into your space. To ground yourself back. And two, the indigo, the russets. Three, the blue of your throat, your voice, your chakras, your energy. Four, in the green, your center energy area, and all that's truly you. Five, the golden yellow. Six, the bright orange. And finally, seven, the bright red. And the very grounding of your grounding chakra, your spirit, the bottom, the settling point for you. There you are, seven and one, all the way down. Now, release one last deep breath. One sigh. Let out all the air you possibly can. Shake yourself out. Let all that energy come back into the space where you are. And know that you are grounded, you are protected, that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and that you are able to make the decision that you need to make without any frustration anymore. And then, of course, when we get done with the show here, or you get done listening to this, by all means, go ahead and make that decision. Do what you need to do for it to put you in the space and for you to be happy where you are. I'll give one last chance for anybody who wants to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And otherwise, folks, it has been a wonderful show. And as we wrap up, I would like to tell you again that this is Purpose Talk Radio. You've been listening to. We are on the air every Friday, 2 p.m. Central, otherwise known as noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and for another week, 7 p.m. in the UK. Next week, I think we change back. It may even be this weekend. Purpose Talk Radio is always on the Blog Talk Radio Network for now. You can get to our website at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can message me if you'd like to be a guest. If you are someone living in your purpose and want to share with the world how you came to know what it is, how you came to be there, and what others can do to achieve theirs, you can email me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have services or products you'd like to share with our audience, you can do that the same way. And I'd be happy to talk to you about it. We've got some openings. We've got some people hemming and hawing and trying to set dates around this upcoming, for many, the Easter season. So we're working around that. Spring breaks, all that other fun stuff that's coming up. Oh, I can't wait for my spring break. 2 weeks away. One more week of show, and then I'm on break. Yahoo! You probably hear a totally different person next week with a whole different energy. But please do keep us in mind on that. And let's see. Oh, yes, an affirmation. An affirmation. I am always living in integrity. We're going to make it very, very simple today. I am always living in integrity. Yeah, that's easy for you to remember. Okay. Having said all of that, we will see you next week at this same place. If you have any other further comments, two things, you can go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page and post something over there on that pinned post for it. You also can email me directly if you need to, but Facebook's probably the best place to do it. And the comments stay up there and are shared, and I check in with that periodically throughout the week, as do any of our previous guests. If you want to listen to this show, you can do it at exactly the same place that you did now. Find that link and just go to it. It stays there. And last but not least, as we go into the closing theme song called I Am Who I Am, it's the opening and closing. It is by the group True Trinity. You can reach them at TRUETRINITY.com. It also is available for sale over there. And that we always know we are who we are. We're walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling our own destiny. As we go into that song, and you hear the words, let them resonate with you. Close your eyes if you wish, hear them, and come on back, knowing you are who you are and living in integrity. In the meantime, I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.